Somebody give him all the glory. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Glory and honor be to your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Somebody thank him for the gift of life. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I'm alive because you sustain me. I give you all the praise. I bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity, a great privilege to see another week, another day. Blessed be your name. Somebody thank him for his grace. He's sufficient. Thank him for his grace, for his faithfulness, his loving kindness over our lives. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. We adore you, O God. We give you all the praise. Begin to thank him again, even for what he have in store for you this week. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. What he have is store for you. Father, again this week, I say thank you for the many blessings you have in store for me, the provisions. Lord, I say thank you, Lord, for your goodness that I will see again this week. It's a goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Lord, I thank you for the blessing of this morning. Again, for the blessing of being in your presence. I say thank you. I give you the praise for what you have in store for your word again this morning. Now ask for fresh grace again, even on the prayer altar this morning, oh God, as I pray, oh Lord, help me to pray through to the point of answers. Lord, I ask for fresh grace again. Strengthen me. Everyone up in Zion, they move from strength to strength. Oh God, strengthen me this morning. Strengthen me again this morning. Lord, help me again on the prayer altar this morning. Help me, oh God. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome the praise team.
Together for Jesus, hallelujah. Ortega, Ogenetega, Ortega, Ogenetega, Ogenemiehu.
Oh, Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seats. I have dominion. We shall be praying this morning saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for releasing showers of blessing upon every worshiper. Psalms chapter 118 and verse 23. This is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Please rise this morning as we lift our hands and lift our voice saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. Someone lift your voice this morning. Lift your hands and give God all the glory. Give him all the praise, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. We have returned to give you the praise. We have returned to give you the honor. We have returned to magnify your name. We have returned to celebrate you, our God. So lift your voice this morning and give God all the glory. Give God all the praise. Saying, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. From the first, second, third, and fourth services, we saw multitudes. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. We bless your holy name. We magnify you this morning. Someone lift your voice. Lift your hands. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him in your understanding. Saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday and for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your name. We celebrate your name. This is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. From the first, second, third, and fourth services, we saw multitudes. We give you thanks for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. We return this morning with a heart of gratitude. Someone give God thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks in your understanding. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Give God praise this morning. Say, Father, thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. Thank you for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. Let's thank him in the spirit to do it well this morning. Eliano Sunda Miria, Arando Susim de Ketanian, Amelando Sombri, Catanian, and Oshila de Ada, Erane Suzetia Camenato Senderialiba. We thank you for gathering great multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for releasing showers of blessings upon every worshiper. Lift your hands this morning. Give God thanks in the Holy Ghost. Leriani sopenini shiakatara. Enineno sopemenine lakosidebaya. Wave your hands to Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. Next, we are rising to thank God, saying, Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, have planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord to give in thanks, saying, Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. Lift up your voice and let's give him the glory, the honor, and adoration that is due to him. Father, we thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. We have returned to give you the glory. We have returned to give you the honor. We have returned to adore your name. Thank you, Father, for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. Lift up your voice and thank him, magnify him, exalt his holy name. He's worthy of all the glory. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. Paul planted, Apollo watered. Only God can bring the increase. Lift up your voice and thank him intensely this morning. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. We have returned like that one leper to give you thanks, to appreciate who you are, for the massive salvation of souls, influx of souls that we experienced all through the 5 weeks of Operation Befriend and Neighbor. It has been you and you alone. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. All adoration is to you this morning. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. We give you all the praise. No man can come except you draw him. You have drawn multitudes unto yourself all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. And therefore, we have returned to give you thanks. We have returned to appreciate you. We have returned to exalt your name. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. Lift up your voice and let everyone hear your voice of thanksgiving this morning. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him the more. He deserves it, and we must give it to him. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. We return with the heart of appreciation. We return with the heart of thanksgiving. You deserve all the glory. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that builds it. Let's appreciate him this morning. He has brought them. He has established them. They shall abide forever. And that's why we are giving in thanks. Father, thank you for massive salvation of souls recorded in this church all through Operation Befriend and Neighbor. Our heart is full of joy, and that is why we are giving you thanks. We are appreciating you for who you are. Paul planted, Apollo watered. Only you have been bringing an increase. We appreciate you this morning. We appreciate you this day. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Blessed be your name. Begin to magnify him and give him the glory. You can wave those hands to the Lord. He deserves it. He demands it, and we are giving it to him. Father, thank you. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him in your understanding. Be sure your thanksgiving is reaching out to heaven. Father, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Honor be to your name. Wave those hands to him the more and give him the glory for all he has done, for the massive salvation of souls. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. We shall yet rise to give thanks to God, saying, Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we have experienced in this church since the year began. A louder amen. John 6:44. No one can come except our Father draws. Let's rise in the light of this scripture as we give him quality thanks this morning. Our Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we experience in this church since the year began. Only you could have done it. There is no deputy doer. Let's give him thanks this morning and appreciate his holy name. Lift your voice and lift your hand and give thanks to the Lord for supernatural increases that we experience in this church since the year began. Lord, receive all the glory. Lord, receive all the praise. Lord, receive all the honor. In the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, we give you thanks for supernatural increases we experience in this church since the year began. Only you could have done it. Not one can come except your hand draws. We have seen one. We have seen more. By your drawing arms, we give you glory. We give you thanks. Lift your voice and thank God intentionally. Give him thanks with understanding, with all intents and purpose. Lift your voice and glorify him. Increases can only come from him. We can plant, we can water. Only God can bring the increase. Lift your voice therefore this morning and make it fervent in thanksgiving. Our Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we have experienced in this church since the year began. Lord, thank you for all kinds and all forms of supernatural increases we have experienced in this church since the year began. We have seen increases in numbers of souls, numbers of worshipers. We have seen increases in numbers of cells. We have seen increases in numbers of churches planted. Lift your voice this morning. Let's return the glory to the doer. Our Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we have experienced in this church since the year began. You have increased us in impact. You have increased us in influence. You have increased us in numbers. And we have returned to give you all the glory. Is somebody thanking God this morning? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Lift your voice this morning, therefore, and make thanksgiving fervent from the depth of your heart. Our Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we experience in this church since this year began. It is your doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We give you glory and we give you thanks. We honor you and we magnify you. We have returned this morning like that one leper to do what is pleasing to you. We lift up our voices. We lift up our hands. We magnify you for supernatural increases. Increases superior to natural speculations. Increases beyond comprehension. Increases that no human hand can do, that we have experienced in this church since the year began. It has been a year of increases like never before. Our eyes have seen strange things this year. Therefore, we have returned to give you all the glory. Somebody make sure that God is hearing your voice of thanksgiving this morning and ensure it's coming in depth from the depth of your heart. It's coming with understanding from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we give you glory. And we thank you for supernatural increases that we have experienced in this church since the year began. Lord, receive all the glory. Lord, receive all the honor. We acknowledge you for supernatural increases that we have experienced in this church on all spheres, in all departments since this year began. Increases we have not seen before. Increases beyond our understanding. We give you glory. We return praise to you. Are you giving thanks to God this morning? You can thank him in the spirit. You can also thank him in your understanding, but make it fervent. Let it come from the depth of your heart with everything within you. Bless his holy name this morning. Our Father, thank you for supernatural increases that we experience in this church since the year began. Leto pandela setanani elozushan tanabamarane elorokopamama wabali telete ezisarano sharana ababaro sankletene eredogo pandala baranada erezuzu sharama bando obampandele ele sontonda ala gabam bandelera eredozo shandalabane. You can lift up your hands. You can lift up your voice. Give him thanks some more this morning. Ashudabane elorokum brandedida aradozom prandialada santosha. Thank you, Holy Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. A big hand to Jesus and please have your seat.
I have dominion.
In a moment, we shall rise up again to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6 says, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and pray to thy Father, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we thank God from our hearts right now. Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Lift up your voice in appreciation to the King of Kings. Give him glory, give him praise. Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Lift up your voice in appreciation to the rewarder God, saying, Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Father, we thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Father, we thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Lift up your voice as you thank him. Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Father, we thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Lift up your voice, give him praise, give him thanks, appreciate him for his wonderful blessings that he has showered upon us. Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. My Father and my God, I return all the thanks to you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving. Thank him because he deserves the thanks. Thank him because he demands the thanks. Thank him because he delights in your thanksgiving. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. My Father, I thank you. My Father, I return all the praise to you. Thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. For rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Father, Lord, we thank you. We return all the praise to you, O Lord, because everyone that has been laboring faithfully, you have rewarded them gratefully. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We return all the glory to you for the rewards that you have poured out upon every faithful steward. We hear testimonies after testimonies, Lord, of your great blessings, of your rewards upon every faithful steward in this church. Father, we have therefore returned to thank you for rewarding the labor of every faithful steward in this church openly. Thank him in your understanding. Also, thank him in the spirit. Give him praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We return all the praise to you. We are grateful to you, O Lord, for the rewards that you have showered upon the labor of every faithful steward in this church. Father, Lord, thank you for those that are serving you in secret that you have rewarded openly. We return all the praise to you. Somebody lift up those hands. Wave them to Jesus. Give him praise. Give him thanks for his rewards to every faithful steward. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we are going to rise to pray. We're saying, Father, thank you for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. Say louder, amen. Amen. John chapter 6 and verse 68, he said, when shall we go from thee? He said, because thou hast the word of eternal life. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, thank you for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. Lift your voice and begin to pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your appreciation. We are giving thanks unto God. It is the Lord that gave the word, and great is the company of them that has published it. Will you give him the glory? Father, we have come today to say thank you for sending us your word of eternal life. You have sent it in every service. You have sent it at every meeting. You have caused the word to keep the church growing. Lord, since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began, we have come today to give you the glory. We have come today to give you the honor. We have come today to celebrate your faithfulness. Is somebody giving thanks to God? Are you appreciating him? Are you doing it from the depth of your heart? My Father, my God, we have come today to say thank you for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. We have come today with voices of appreciation. We have come today with voices of gratitude. We have come today with our voices of thanksgiving. Is somebody giving thanks unto God? Are you appreciating him? Are you celebrating him? My Father, my God, we have come to thank you today for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. It is your word, O Lord, and for it we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you, Lord, because we have never suffered a famine of the word. Every day we gather, the word keeps coming fresh. Every day we gather, the word keeps coming with power. It keeps coming with impact. It keeps coming with transformative power. And for it, Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to celebrate you. We have come to give you the praise. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Make sure your voice of gratitude is recorded on high this morning. Our Father, we have come today to say thank you for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. We have come to celebrate you, Lord. We have come to glorify you, Jesus. We have come to honor you. Is somebody giving thanks unto God? Are you giving praise unto his name? My Father, my God, we have come to thank you for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. Are you giving thanks unto God? Are you appreciating him? Are you celebrating him? Are you glorifying him? My Father, my God, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. Oh, we thank you, Father, for sending us your word of eternal life, for sending us your word of eternal life that has kept the church growing since the Wonder Double prophetic agenda began in 2015. You can thank him in the spirit. You can thank him in your understanding, but make sure your heart is connecting to heaven as you give glory unto him. Lebonamo keto sibradi keto shaba abengrodida eklekendo ramanado zigo zigo talabraneto embanga labranoto empakon crede que tosia barada la barabanatosa e plecheto manada lebranto golobodia la brandele que no sadia la cosha prede que tom pendere prediancato zembrodia bababa aprendele que no sadia legla coshu prodia garatano zido zido barado embanga coremborabos e prendele que tosia catano lebrando roboche ligla coso crodi mabo babo membrante zekiria canazia dabadada lebrodia catana. Lift up your hand and your voice and give glory to him this morning. Father, we say thank you, for in Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. Right now it's time for personal supplication. And this morning we shall be doing it in the spirit of thanksgiving. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Please rise up on your feet. Whatever those issues might be right now, let's turn it into thanksgiving as you begin to pour out your soul unto God. Why don't you raise your voice right now? Begin to thank him in the Holy Ghost, for he that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Mekato rabaga dalaya mako shedia kaka paparo daga leyamo marama kutadaria eka kutapo paparadaga leyamo gadada rama kushedia eka tapa ramamo lemegodoria lakasa. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Thank you even for answered prayers. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The louder amen. Amen. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
I have dominion. In this service, it is testimony time. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, divine restoration. Let's give Jesus a big hand for that. I lost my job as a banker exactly 1 year ago. When I was coming for Shiloh, I did not allow anybody to pity me. I was prepared and was just singing and dancing. I made a vow at Shiloh to give my first salary as Shiloh sacrifice. The little salary I was paid was divided into 12 parts, and I paid a portion as my Shiloh sacrifice. I paid my tithe too, and the heavens opened. God gave me an idea to go into farming and planting of some crops that are known as cash crops in the north. I started in March, and God opened the heavens to the extent that I could not understand the blessings of God. God gave me a landed property of my own. I started with 6 acres of land this year. Is somebody giving Jesus a big hand for that? Shortly after, God multiplied it to 50 acres. Amen. I am currently sponsoring 3 people in the university, and God blessed me with a farm truck. He also blessed me to the extent that in less than 10 months, I made 3 times my annual package in the banking sector. Let's give the Lord a big hand for that. Also, God gave me a car when I least expected it. I gave all of the glory back to this God. Olayeni Olatunji is the testifier. Let's celebrate Jesus a little more. Number 2, miracle house via obedience of faith. We started Shiloh 2014 for the first time. During that year's Shiloh, we expected other blessings, but God gave us an assignment. He said, "The house that you have just bought before coming to Shiloh, I want you to give it up and open an orphanage." When we got home, we did just as instructed. We opened an orphanage called Home of David and Faith. It is a home of transformation. Hence, out of obedience, God gave us 2 extra houses. In my family, I am the first person to build a house, including the house I built for my father. Meanwhile, he has never built a house of his own. Presently, we are building a bank. To God be all the glory. The testifier is Mr. and Mrs. Ngangu. Please rise to your feet this morning, lift up your voices to the God of Shiloh, and let's appreciate him for these amazing testimonies. Magnify his name.
Shall we lift up our 2 hands and give this prayer answering God thanks for answering your prayers and my prayers this morning. Give him thanks for fulfilling his word in our midst. Give him glory for his hand and covering over your life and your family. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people came unto him in the temple early in the morning for to hear him. I want to hear from you, Jesus. Let your word locate me today. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks for your manifest presence in our midst, validated by diverse testimonies. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the diverse helps we have received since the year began. Thank you for the grace to be actively in partnership with you in advancing your kingdom on the earth. Thank you for advancing us in return. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blessings imparted upon our lives yesterday. They shall never cease to speak. And the glory will always go to you while the blessings remain ours. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I have dominion. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. This great shepherd has been shepherding this commission since inception. And to him alone be all the glory. Shiloh is just 4 weeks away. Amen. And who is he that says, and it comes to pass when God has not commanded it? This shepherd has never failed. His word has never fallen to the ground. The things you hear me say, I say them as his microphone. It is the outpouring of his mind that we have been following ever since inception. Shiloh was not a product of a council meeting. It was a directive from above. I had a privilege of experiencing the kind of thing that Moses had. See that you do all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. I was in that hotel room when God brought down the master plan of this place. And I had him call the first part Moriah, the place of sacrifice that creates a future. And that was Faith Academy. I had him say this portion would be called Shiloh, the place of my appearance, for I will gather the whole coalition of winners unto Shiloh, so the land will be subdued before them. From 1999, we have been crossing from coast to coast, other devils from hell. Reckon with the authority and dominion conferred on this commission. He has never stopped appearing. Since 1999, this is going to be the 21st Shiloh. He will appear again to many more people. He will rewrite again many more destinies. He will establish again the dominion of many more people. And he will also enhance the level of the dominion of this commission. Let me hear your loudest amen. Shiloh is prophetically ordained a mountain of encounter with God for the conferment of dominion on God's people. Joshua chapter 18 verse 1. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. It was another mountain of transfiguration for me. What are you going to use this land for was my quest on that trip. I want you to section out this land, what you want to use it for, because it was too massive for just the church. That was what I thought. And he mapped it out by himself. And he said, this place shall be called Hebron, where kings are made. And that's what we know today as Covenant University. Everything was sectioned out by God. And the Lord appeared again unto Samuel Shiloh. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So it is word encounters that makes Shiloh. And the greatest treasure on this earth is an encounter with the word. Every word you encounter, that means the word you receive and believe, opens a new chapter to your life. There shall be diverse encounters. Somebody was thrown out of banking, and then light came from heaven, got into farming. Some people hate farming with passion, but they don't hate food. I've never seen such a thing in my life. They hate farming forever. But they like to eat, and they do eat every day. Even those who fast, they see eat in the evening. Praise God. And from there, you are sponsoring 3 students in the university. You got a farm truck. And now your income from 6 acres of land in farming was more than 3 times your annual package, where you're coming from. Most of the time, that's how God works. So open up for word encounters at Shiloh. You see, people are so used to pray for me. It is limited in impact. But when the word enters, when your faith rises up with it, you are in command. Thank God for prayers and intercessions. But thank God much more for gaining command. Many, many, including yourself, we gain higher command in the affairs of life at Shiloh 2019. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. But great outcome in any venture is a function of great preparation. No matter how brilliant a candidate, if he's not prepared for an exam, he will fumble. He will fumble. He will so fail that he would like to look for him to find out who has failed this much. And Jotham became great, 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. It takes high-level spiritual preparation to make the most of every platform of divine encounter, such as Shiloh. In Exodus 19, God was going to come down, and he demanded that Moses should go down to the ground and tell them, get ready, because tomorrow I'm coming down. Get ready today and tomorrow, for on the third day I will come down. Wash your clothes. Prepare to meet thy God, that's the meaning. So it is our level of the preparation that determines the quality of encounters we will have. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. He said, I want to do something among you. Prepare to meet your God. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Shiloh 2019 promises to usher this church and all participants into the realm of supernatural manifestations that will bring us into things that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has crossed the mind of any man. Will you prepare to meet thy God? Our exhortation line this week is captioned, "Prepare to meet thy God." It takes preparation to make the most of any pursuit in life. How great the preparation will determine how great the outcome. My prayer is that no one here will miss his portion at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The glory of God will only come down in response to our preparation. Exodus 19, verse 10 to 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. The glory will not come beyond our level of preparation." I won't come down until you are prepared for me. Go down and sanctify them today, tomorrow. For on the third day I will come down. Let them wash their clothes. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said, "Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives." And it came to pass the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain. I got that prepared to Tulsa in 1986. And I was there to receive the mantle from Egan. I was so much there, I couldn't remember the hotel where I stayed. I couldn't remember who sat by my right or by my left. This mantle, I must get it today. I mustn't return back to Nigeria without this mantle of my life. This mantle, you must fall. Nenush Kamo, Treniano, Seko. I never bought a pen. I never went to anywhere and said, "Do you say something?" I went for something and I had to stay with it. And then suddenly, whoo, like thunder. Boom! And I burst into, is it weeping or wailing? Uncontrollably. I won't do that under any normal circumstance. The thunder struck. "My son, David, the baton has been passed over to you." Many will take the mantle that is working this commission at Shiloh. You will step into a place all demonic powers will clear out of the place. So you need to be focused and ready to meet your God. Our heart must be prepared for a prayer to ascend to heaven. The preparation of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Who is this that engages heart to seek unto me? It's engaging our heart that makes our prayer impactful. Engaging our heart. "When thou shalt seek my face, my heart says, thy face, O God, will I seek." Psalm 27 on verse 8. For our prayers to be answered, we must repent of our sins to clear the barriers on the path of answers to our prayers. If I hide iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But now the Lord has heard me. He has hearkened to the voice of my prayers. Psalm 68 and verse 66, verse 18 and 19. And that was David speaking after committing those horrible sins. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. He said, but verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayers. It's never late to make a U-turn when you discover you're on the wrong road. It's never late. After committing adultery and murder, God cleared David because he cried out for forgiveness in Psalm 51. And as if he never did it, Jesus came from his lineage. Today in heaven, just holding a key called the key of David. There is no past that God cannot clear. But don't assume that he has cleared it until you have repented indeed from your heart. That's what will make your preparation meaningful and impactful. Shiloh 2019 is your own Shiloh. For if we say we have no sin, when we have sinned, then we deceive ourselves. And there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. That's where to stand, to have raw encounters with God at Shiloh 2019. May each one return with the mantle of dominion on their life. Where you say to this go, it goes. And to that come, it comes. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Amen. Glory to God. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the word of the Lord. Shiloh is a God-ordained platform for the conferment of dominion upon God's people. Amen. The influence, spiritual influence of this commission spans the entire world today. Amen. If you have an event going on and 177 nations are connected, that tells you it's like they say in my place, it's no yoke. That can only be God. That can only be God. Even our prayer meetings that we are holding now is all around the world at the same time. Our dominion began to expand and expand and expand since Shiloh began. In the name of Jesus, no devil takes you for a ride anymore. Yeah. Lift up your two hands and ask for grace for adequate spiritual preparation for Shiloh. For you as a person. For you as a person. Ask God for grace. For adequate spiritual preparation for you as a person. Thank you, Jesus. Nerosi Kenora, Embrodia Nekatos, Yashagalarato Silicone, Melus Kenaro Dadi. Now speak to the weak. Speak to this new working week. Speak to the week to open up to you. Speak to the week to bring home the blessings imparted on you yesterday as testimonies. Call this week your week of testimonies. Call this week your week of encounters. Call this week your week of open doors by reason of the prophetic blessings imparted upon your life yesterday. Whatever name Adam called it, that was the name by which it was called. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Don't let go of your new converts of the year. Call them to be partakers of this prophetic feast by all means. Be on them. My office, outreach office, has been on our new converts from 2015. We've been on them, and they are responding. Some fellows have come that the time they gave their life to Christ in our outreach is about 1 year ago or two. Every genuine seed is indestructible. So be on them, particularly all your converts of Operation Befriend the Neighbor. They are fresh. Ensure that they are establishing the faith. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Give thanks to God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him. Glorify him. Honor him. He's worthy of praise. Is worthy of glory, is worthy of honor, is worthy of adoration. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let us share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulations, somebody else. You go be blessed.